now to Western Australia, which is on alert for destructive winds and dangerous storm tides as tropical cyclone Christine approaches the coast. To check out on the latest, we're joined now by Noel Pusey, forecaster in the Tropical Cyclone Warning Centre in Perth. Noel, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning.
Where is the cyclone at the moment?
Currently, severe tropical cyclone Christine, it's a Category 3 cyclone, is about 180 kilometres to the north of Port Hedland, and that makes it about 300 kilometres to the northeast of Karratha. Currently tracking sort of southwest at about 14 kilometres an hour at the moment. So it's going to steadily intensify over the next sort of 12 to 24 hours, and it will reach the coast. We expect somewhere between Port Hedland and Karratha there, between about 10 o'clock at night Perth time through to about 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, sometime in that sort of vicinity there.
And will you have a better idea as the day progresses on that sort of time of the landfall?
Yeah, well, it is fairly certain it'll be in that sort of... We can't give an exact time. I think it just depends exactly on where the track, if it's across a little bit further east than where we expect, or west, there will be a variation in the time through there. But yes, of course, as it gets closer, we hope to have a better fix on exactly when it will cross the coast there.
Is it strengthening as it nears the coast?
It is, yes. We're expecting it to steadily intensify. We think it will still be a Category 3 cyclone, and that means at the moment that the winds around it are around about... It's by the time it hits the coast, we're looking at wind gusts quite possible in excess of 200 kilometres an hour near the centre of the cyclone. That makes it a sort of a high-end Category 3 of the five category cyclone scale. So definitely very destructive winds with that hurricane force essentially, and it is going to also cause some quite a decent effect on the tide through that area as well.
So what sort of storm surge would be associated with this then?
Oh look, we're looking at it depends on exactly where you are along the coast there, but it's up to possibly sort of in the sort of 4 to 5 metre range at times through the region there, and it's coming in. High tide along the coast is close to sort of 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. So hopefully the tide will be receding slightly as it hits, if it's a bit later than that time. But it's still going to. We're still expecting quite an extensive area of storm tide through the region there anyway.
And Noel, I read somewhere in one of the news stories about the cyclone that after it hits the coast, it's not going to lose puff quickly, that it's going to continue inland and hit areas that wouldn't normally feel the brunt of a cyclone. Is that right?
Oh, look, it's still going to continue tropical cyclone and probably still be slightly, still severe Category 3, even a little bit inland from the coast. But it will undertake a fairly rapid decrease in strength through sort of Tuesday morning. By midday, it's down to about a Category 2 cyclone, but still quite a long way inland. Somewhere near Newman by sort of 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, Perth time, and continuing to weaken to Category 1 as it heads into sort of central parts of WA. So it's still has gale force winds even at that time, and perhaps even more significantly, and is the amount of rainfall with it there too. So quite.
So that would be much needed rain, I would have thought.
Well, it is, yes. That section of northwestern Australia there, they get their rain through these sort of events for the year essentially, and some of the area is quite dry, and this is sort of the first decent rainfall event for them. And we are hoping that it'll provide much-needed rain, but not too much-needed rain, hopefully.
There's a fine balance there, isn't there? And so inland, will those winds be a problem, or it's more about the rain that's coming through with it?
Oh, look, I think the winds are still going to be cause some destruction. I mean, even inland, there could be wind gusts up to around about 150 kilometres an hour through Monday night into Tuesday morning, and then things will decrease rapidly then to gale force and weaken even further below tropical cyclone strength as it makes its way through the northern goldfields towards the Great Australian Bight eventually.
So the path that it's travelling now is a well-worn cyclone path, as we well know, but it is sort of heading to the key resources area of Australia. I'm assuming that they're all battening down the hatches there. That's going to have a big impact there.
Oh, look, I think it will have an impact as far as production goes, at least anyway, for many of the resources industries through there, particularly the offshore rigs and stuff like that. A lot of those guys have been evacuated well before before any sort of impact from the cyclone is felt, but they then also have to try and get back as soon as they can to resume production and minimise the amount of downtime. It's obviously an expensive exercise to do, but I think most of them would be aware that this is something that you have to sort of factor into to production through there, and hopefully we can give them enough warning to minimise that sort of downtime.
Sure, anyway. And in fact, well, I guess it depends on what time it crosses the coast, but it's either going to be the last cyclone of the year or the first cyclone. Oh no, it'll be the last cyclone of the year, won't it? And I think that this will be number three for that area.
It's a third in the northwestern region of the cyclone regions there, but this will be the first coastal impact of a cyclone through the Pilbara for this season anyway. We'd normally expect, and it's probably slightly above average season, but maybe two cyclone crossings in the region, sort of through the Pilbara and the Kimberley, West Kimberley there, and one of those would be severe, and that would sort of put us up to the average anyway with the passage of this one.
Okay then, and just finally, Noel, in terms of the communities most at risk, just remind us then of which communities really need to take note.
Well, at the moment, the Department of Fire and Emergency Services here in WA has alerts for sort of between Pardoo and Mardie, including Port Hedland, South Hedland, Wim Creek, Roebourne, Port Sampson, Wickham, Karratha, Dampier, and it does extend at the moment inland to Parabadoo and Tom Price. To Marble Bar through there, but there's a tropical cyclone warning out for even further inland than that, with a watch, which means gale force winds within 24 to 48 hours, stretching right down through to near Meekatharra and into the northern goldfields as well.
Well, you've got a busy day ahead of you. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Noel Pusey, who is the forecaster in the Tropical Cyclone Warning Centre in Perth.